T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Kevin, again, I wanted to point out you set a special Tolo giveaway on site at Uncle Julio's on Friday.
Stop saying it like that.
Double wall stainless steel bistro travel mug while supplies last, says Tolo and 105.3 The Fan on it.
Ooh.
If you want to come see us at Uncle Julio's, it'll be an absolute blast.
You know what?
Again.
I just had a thought, Corey.
Think about it.
We've just come into a windfall of items for Peace-a-thon. Perhaps I go through the box and bring a couple of extra bonus giveaway items for Uncle Julio's.
Those were given to us for a charity event, though.
Dude, so you're taking another nice thing I'm trying to do,
I'm just saying,
I'm going to undercut
those that. Had a specific purpose.
Like two or three. We got three boxes of stuff. I haven't had a chance to catalog them all yet.
You know, I think, actually, Kevin.
Never mind. I'm not doing anything nice for people at Uncle Julio's because of Corey.
Any Rangers things that you might have probably are from your personal collection. And
I don't
not
think
necessarily
the Rangers
from the grouping.
Are going to get furious about a misappropriation, but I'll check. You're right. I found those boxes. They fell off a truck.
Again, we'll see you at Uncle Julio's on Friday. That. All right, guys, I'm going to give you all some options here. Do y'all want to talk Michael Jordan, private jets, or humanoids?
Can we talk about Giannis taking like six steps and no travel getting called when he scored a basket?
That's pretty awesome, huh?
No, it's not.
I'm glad that the referees are getting with the times of the sport.
I'm going to choose Michael Jordan, but okay. that humanoid story is
we'll
something.
Get to the humanoid story. Trust me, Alec.
It's amazing.
No.
Before we do any of those... Last night, eighth grade football ended for Carter. I want to send a shout out. I know it's Wednesday, but I want to send a shout out to all the Tolo dads out there that come by and say hi. Like, this was really awesome. I did not know how many Tolo fathers were on my kids' football team's dads. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying.
I do.
And it was...
Corey.
It's been a really cool season to be able to get to know and meet them. And I look forward to next year as we all... Some of them are already starting to think about next year and getting their kids ready for it.
Oh,
as we go into high school, maybe Kevin, maybe just maybe, we'll have ourselves a Rex Burkhead situation where he's starting as a freshman. Not Carter.
Oh.
Hopefully. But, you know, somebody out there in that group.
I always thought Rex was a nice young man.
Nice kid. And you remember how happy he was when he saw our faces at that golf tournament?
That was fun.
Michael Jordan on his weekly appearance. They call it a segment. I call it an interview. they have chopped up into multiple segments, if you will. He does not love missing games, and here's why. Cut 10.
It shouldn't be needed, first and foremost. You know, I never wanted to miss a game because it was an opportunity to prove. It was something that I felt like, you know, the fans are there that watch me play. I want to impress that guy way up on top who probably worked his ass off to get a ticket or to get money to buy the ticket.
Cared about the guy who sat in the top deck at the Palace in Auburn Hills to watch you when you came to Detroit?
Yeah, because I know he's probably yelling at me, and I want to shut him up. You know, he's calling me all kinds of names. I definitely want to shut him up.
Right.
You have a duty that if they're wanting to see you, and as an entertainer, I want to show, right? So if the guys are coming to watch me play, I don't want to miss that opportunity. Now, physically, if I can't do it, then I can't do it. But physically, if I can do it, and I just don't feel like doing it, that's a whole different lens.
And he also talked about being out there. I love what he was saying there. If I physically can't do it, I get it. But if I can do it, you never know what will happen. He might actually talk about that in a second. But I love the line of, that dude paid money to come see me, and he might be yelling at me, and I want to shut him up too. But also the ones that came because they love me, I want them to see me too.
See, and that is amazing. But what I really loved was him saying, to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Like, surely he got to a point, or I would have thought.
No.
But he didn't.
I think Michael Jordan always had a fear. And even that audio we had last week of him being nervous to shoot a free throw, he always had a fear of failure that drove him to be great.
Yeah.
And I think the players nowadays, we'll get to it in just a second, but this is him on specifically on load management.
You play basketball 2.5 hours a day, 3 hours a day, right? That's your job. That's what you get paid to do as an NBA player. What are you doing the other 21 hours? I mean, to me, that's when you should be preparing for your next day of work or your next, you know, challenge. Now, I'm the worst. I mean, maybe I'm not one of the guys that you would probably model that or, you know.
I was going to say, did you do that every time?
But you should think about that in retrospect of what load management really is. I always felt like one is a sense of pride for the fans that are paying.
Right.
Two is a sense of, you know, making sure that I stay sharp. You know, I'm not going to lose it. And three, I want our rhythm as a team to always be there. It can disrupt that synergy that's happening.
And that part of it, Kevin, how many times have we seen load management in nowadays game disrupt that rhythm for a team? Here they are doing this, and all of a sudden this guy needs a back-to-back night off.
Yeah.
And it's not – did you ever feel like the Mavericks got into a rhythm last year? Because half the season Luka's out, half the season Kyrie's out. It just always felt like they could never figure out that 20-game window where everything was rolling.
So I really go back to – and I know you've pivoted off to another point. I really go back to, like, if you got the truth serum with today's – star players, if you ask them, like, do you care about the people who buy tickets? Do you think they would be like, not really? I mean, we get our money through TV mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Or like something along those
Maybe.
Lines. I am curious.
And load management is a way to lengthen a career.
Sure.
It's like a lawyer pushing off a case, giving you a little bit more here, you know, more time. We got to push this off for 10 years and bleed the person out so that they eventually just quit.
Not that would ever happen.
They'll lose their boat. They'll lose their house. They'll lose everything on their journey to try and sue us as we just bleed it out and get rid of it.
But like, if the greatest of all time is saying, no, you don't need to do that.
I don't think we'll ever get back to that.
No, and you're right.
And Popovich kind of started this, right? Like as a way to preserve Tim Duncan a little bit longer. And more athletes are seeing it and saying, that's a way for me. LeBron James is like, I can extend my career.
Sure.
I can play an extra 2 years because I can of load management. Kawhi Leonard, look, his whole career has been load management.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think we're ever going to be able to get away from it. But somehow, some way, I do hope some people go to Michael Jordan or he's able to speak to them more and inspires them to have that kind of same level. But you're right. The NBA was not an entity that was that powerful at one point. And now, because of where it stands, they don't have to do the things Michael Jordan did.
No, you're right. But it is a shame that the guy who made that happen with all, I mean,
very similar to the Cowboys, right?
Yeah. Magic and Larry had a huge part of that. Their part cannot be understated. They got the NBA Finals off of tape delay. Think about it. Mm-hmm. I realize the media culture has expanded a lot since then, but the NBA Finals were on tape delay. So Magic and Larry came along, and I'd be willing to bet that neither one of them were humongous fans of load management either. But that guy and Jordan, who helped all of that happen, they're the ones who made this possible, and they would be against it.
And that's why the guys like Troy Aikman and Darren Woodson and Emmitt Smith are so frustrated about nowadays Cowboys. They're like, you have everything. You entitled.
Yeah, we set it up. Like, and you know what? It's a shame because they also made it too easy for the Cowboys to get by without winning. Mm-hmm. Like, as much as I love Emmitt, Aikman, Irvin, Darren Woodson, Nate Newton, everybody involved with that, the fact that they won and the fact that some of them, not all of them, but some of them, turned the Cowboys into a show is why they're not pressed to win. If you want to know why the Cowboys aren't pressed to win, it's because they don't have to.
There were lots of seasons of 82 games for Michael Jordan. There were injury seasons. There were off seasons. But lots of 82-game seasons for Michael Jordan. Stephen Ross is the owner for the Miami Dolphins. Carter, if you wouldn't mind, let's pull the video up on the fan cam for the Tolos out there to see.
I did not know about this at all until you showed it off.
So this is Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, getting off of his private jet. And Alec, as he gets off of his private jet, he is absolutely furious.
Apoplectic,
if you will, about how far his car is parked from his private jet. How far I have to walk. And look at this. Why is it parked so far away? And he's just furious about why is it parked so far? And Kevin, we ended up watching the video. It's 15 yards.
Yes.
If that, 15 yards away from the door of his private jet. I think the guy that drove the car is arguing back at him that I had to get out of the way of the wing.
Which makes sense. But also, he started complaining the second the first step he took onto the private jet stairs from his private jet. He started running his mouth, and I'm like, are you serious?
And Alec, I just wanted to know, if you had that much money, would you also be an a-hole like that too?
No. Like, just like be a decent human. Jeez, it's not that big of a deal. Get your steps in.
And he is like lighting that dude up.
Exactly. Like, he is making a scene out of this. I hate parking far away more than most people. But come on, dude. You're already getting escorted everywhere.
Exactly.
And you're being
just
chauffeured.
Off your private jet.
Like, come on. And like you said, the second he hit the ground, he's complaining. It would be one thing if you're walking. Okay, this is kind of far. Yeah. No, the second he hit the ground.
Dude, does he have to deal with TSA in private jet world?
I don't know
have
exactly
to stand in a single
the
line.
System on
his
that.
Car drives him up to his jet.
Yeah.
He gets on the jet, flies. Another car picks him up, takes him to the hotel or house or home or whatever.
He just goes from one comfortably well-lit place to the next. And maybe that's what got him in this area.
Maybe
he's
so.
Like, are you kidding me?
I can't believe
this. I walk at most 5 yards to a place. That's the most.
That's why I got rich.
Yeah.
And if I got rich, I would have more tables, probably.
Do
all right,
you
guys,
think you would be a nice, rich person?
I would hope so.
Okay.
I've always thought about that.
Have you? Why?
Because I would like to be rich.
Okay.
So that I could... I like to think that I would do a lot to help, but mm-hmm. I know that when you have those dollars, you're just trying to figure out how to get more dollars a lot of times. But mm-hmm. I would like to think that I would do some things.
Okay.
A 5'6" robot has been made and is available.
Nope.
For $500 per month or $20,000 up front. This humanoid, if you will, does every chore in the house. Every single chore in the house. Alec, whenever you leave the house, you, I don't know, program it or tell it, whatever, to, hey, I need you to vacuum. I need you to fold the laundry. I need you to take the groceries to the bedroom. And I need you to clean the toilets. Guess what? Humanoid does. It walks around and cleans everything for you.
Yeah. It's also going to clean up your kids' dead bodies when it murders them, because I saw this video when Corey showed it to me. Those are the two things.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And I had to see this morning. Freaking dude, like, oh, I got to walk 15 yards. And the humanoids that are going to kill us all, and you're going to pay them for the right to do it. If you're wondering what they look like, give me an opportunity to describe them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the soldiers in Squid Game?
Yes.
They look like that, except they're all white. But they look devoid of any feeling because, first of all, they're robots. And second of all, that's how they were constructed. They will have no qualms about murdering you and everybody else. And they'll already know how to clean up your body because that's part of their task. And you might have paid them $20,000. Somebody is going to get murdered by that robot.
5'6", 66 pounds. They can lift up to 154 pounds and they can carry 55 pounds. They have 4 microphones, 3 speakers. 2x8MP, which is a fisheye cameras for their vision so they can see you. And their human level hand dexterity is 22. I don't know what that means, but it's terrifying. 1x Cortex based on NVIDIA, which is the first $5 trillion company in the world, by the way. And they have a soft body made from 3D lattice polymer.
Yeah, I wonder if the first $5 trillion company can make some murderers disappear.
Kevin, guess what, though? Only 4 hours battery life.
Yeah, okay, great.
So just wait.
If you have the cardio like Alec from Cross Country to run away from the killer robot for 4 hours, then you're fine.
Otherwise,
you're going to die.
Do this, America. Do not buy the humanoid robot.
Look, man, chores are the worst. But if I told you that something would do your chores, but it's 50-50 whether or not it was going to kill you, I think you should just take the groceries and put them away.
You can, as in this commercial, Kevin, it looks like it follows you around and looks like it's ready to take you out with a towel.
That commercial is going to cancel all pre-sales.
It wants to wrap that towel around your face and take you down.
Make no mistake about it. It's going to happen.
Good luck, us.
If you need advice or for how this is probably going to play out, go watch the 1980s movie Chopping Mall. I think that will give you a really good idea of how I anticipate this playing out.
Well, based on Sleepaway Camp, I'm betting this is going to get riveting results from our audience.
This does not have as much of a stunning ending, but it's still worth 77 minutes of your time, which is how you know a movie's good. Coming up next, it's Tom from My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports, pop culture, or maybe Halloween movie opinion? You know what? Screw y'all. We're going to do Halloween movies tomorrow. And we will talk with FC Dallas keeper Michael Colodi to find out what the hell happened this weekend. Next on The Fan.
A catch and a drive. Washington door was shut. Here's Brandon Williams. That's a nice drive and finish by Brandon Williams.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We will bring back our buddy Michael Colodi from FC Dallas in just a few minutes. But let's start with My Buddy is an Idiot. And unfortunately, I think Brandon Williams, the Mavericks guard, has to go on that list. He was arrested on Saturday at DFW Airport for marijuana possession.
Are we still doing that?
The arresting or the taking pot to the airport?
The illegality of it.
Yes.
All right.
We are.
If it's illegal, like the law, the rules are the rules.
Yeah.
Whether or not we think they're dumb,
look,
different story.
And that, you're
rules
right.
Rules are the rules.
And I think that is a conversation worth having.
Which I tell my kids.
Yes.
Like, you could think my rule is dumb, but it is the rule, so follow it.
And so you have to know, right? Like, hey, don't take pot to the airport.
Especially if you're that person.
Yes.
You're high profile. You're doing this. You're not just going to slide by because you're that person.
Yes.
You're going to be treated like other people.
You are right about that.
In most instances, I know there are some instances where you're like, well, I'll let that guy slide on it. But you can't not think it's going to happen to you. And so, like Chris Carter said, have a fall guy.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
Or.
I didn't love. When he said,
"You don't need a fall guy."
Yeah, you need a fall guy. All right, now this one is up. We're going to stick with NBA for just a second. This is up for potential debate. Joel Embiid was talking about his minute restriction. He said, "You play 2 to 3 minutes, and you got to get out. That's nothing. I might as well just stay at home and be with my family."
Whoa! Dang.
Thus far,
you think he'd really do that?
In his regular season games, he's played 20 minutes, 20 minutes, and 23 minutes. But I think he means in bursts of 2 to 3 minutes.
But obviously, is like his body. They're trying to hold up his body.
Yes.
Because that thing will just fall apart on you very fast.
I mean.
Load managemently.
He's had lots of problems. It's only been 3 games, I feel like. Or I think he's only played 3, maybe 4.
What are his goals?
Giannis
wanted a championship. Dirk wanted a championship. Like, we know certain guys' goals. Joel Embiid, I've never really quite have understood him completely.
I'm not sure. You've seen flashes of his ability to potentially be great. Does he want it enough, or is it a fact that he wants it enough? It's just his body, unfortunately, isn't programmed for that. Or is that his fault as well? Or is that just unfortunately the way he was made? There's a lot to
that. And I think that was something like Michael Jordan was saying. He was like, look, sometimes I wasn't the best example, but what are you doing the other 21 hours?
Yeah.
When Embiid's on the court, I see tenacity. I see a player that I'm like, oh man, there are moments where you're like, no, he's competitive right now. But those are the things that lead to that moment are the things that set you up for the success.
I don't think I've ever seen this one before from the 469. The wind is an idiot knocking down all my Halloween decorations.
Bro.
Oh.
Wind last night got us. It was chilly outside.
Yeah.
And now I have a lot of leaves in my pool right now.
I'm sorry about
that. I need
to
put a table over my pool.
Okay. A table or a tarp? Okay. I get where you're going though. All right. Is Terry Rozier an idiot again?
What did he do this time?
Look, this doesn't look good. He's accused of the gambling scandal going back to 2023. Now, of course, because the media needed to investigate this, they have found out that Terry Rozier faced an $8 million tax lien from the IRS in 2023. So the year that he had that tax lien is also the year, and it looks like some shady things were happening with the under on the over-under.
So here again, here's the thing.
Doesn't look good.
I understand that that's a big amount of money that you owed.
Yes.
To the government.
Right.
Because
they'll probably let it slide.
Taxes and stuff. No, yeah. They won't. You just pay $100 a month or something like that.
And this is not the time to have the discussion about whether taxes are constitutional.
But,
which apparently everybody I know posts that on social media.
I don't care if it's constitutional. I'm perfectly fine helping this country be it what it is. Anyway, this is dire straits for him.
Yeah.
He needs money, and he's like, here's a way I can do it. As we were talking about, and that's he was desperate to do it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he chose the path that was against the rules.
Yeah.
Instead of choosing a path that was with the rules.
Now, he is not the only person in sports that has been caught cheating or betting. First of all, I can't believe there's this many. Turkish soccer has 371 referees that have been caught in a betting scandal.
That's too many.
What? So.
And doesn't Choppy want a Turkish accountant? And that
yeah.
He says?
And this is why there's 571 active pro soccer referees in the Turkish Football Federation, and 371 of them are currently busted or potentially busted for gambling. A 5-year investigation revealed that 42 of that group bet on more than 1,000 games each, and one ref bet on 18,000 games.
What? 18,000 games?
So
that's too much.
What is that, like 10 a day over the span of 5 years?
That must be, that's a collective ring right there of people that know people that know people that are, they're like, hey, look, all these bets, let's make them.
And if you think,
did they win? Do they all win?
I doubt that. But
they were just,
the exact number was 18,227. The president of the Turkish Football Federation, in the most understated moment ever, said it was a wake-up call. Yeah, dude.
Because they were dreaming.
Like, what was that? Like 60% of your refs.
They were absolutely dreaming, dude. They were just like,
this is such a great dream that you're involved in. That is bananas, man.
I mean, what are you doing? You're just sitting around all day waiting for the soccer match to happen.
I guess.
And you start looking at your apps.
Well, you know what? Right now, let's go to the pitch. We will talk with FC Dallas keeper, our buddy, it is Michael Colodi, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, how are y'all?
Man, we're doing good. So we were just having this conversation about soccer, Turkish soccer, and how they had this huge gambling scandal, and obviously we've seen it in the NBA. Is it a weird dynamic for you at all as a professional athlete that, like, you're not supposed to gamble on the sport, and yet your sport and other sports can make so much money off of gambling themselves?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, though, especially because you're having you can have either inside knowledge or actually actions that can affect games, so.
That makes sense.
Do you sometimes have to hold off on injury information on your own? Like, I can't talk about that. That's something you're like, I can't say anything about that. Does the team talk about that kind of stuff with you?
I think it's just kind of more so just common knowledge. There's no need to go and run in your mouth anywhere in terms of anything.
Now, you say common knowledge. your level of common knowledge is high, though, because you went to an Ivy League school. Do you?
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Have more common knowledge than the rest of us regular folk.
I would say, like, just more like common sense as opposed to learn stuff. I'm not sure if common sense and degrees go hand in hand to the, all the time, you know?
Yeah, they didn't have a common sense class at Columbia or anything.
Not one that I took, no.
But I bet that class is available for somebody. Somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe so. Now, I don't know of a better way to put this. What exactly happened in game one? No shots from the offense. Y'all were getting peppered. The possession was out of whack. What happened in game one against Vancouver?
Yeah, it was obviously we're really frustrated with it and not happy with it at all. But it was just I don't really have any excuse for it. Just an off day, and luckily we get another chance to go at it, and it wasn't a one and done. So we're a little fortunate in that aspect.
Are you disappointed that our radio magic let you down in that game?
Yeah, we're sorry about that.
I wouldn't bring it all to the magic, but I was hoping it would work again, and still the winning record though with it. So
okay.
we don't want to count it out too much.
And we still have the rest of this thing to go. You know, we still have the rest of this to go.
Exactly.
When it comes to like adjustments, do you make major adjustments after something like that, or you don't? Oh no, we're going to run out there and play our game again. Or is there something you learned from this match?
I think the biggest adjustment that we made, just the players, not even talking coaching staff, is just the mindset going into it. And I think we could have gone into it with a little bit better mindset in the last game, and we came out slower and not as intense as we would have liked to. And that just is something that we've come to kind of show as our brand. And we go out and we play hard and we fight and claw and give everything for it. And if you ask anyone, I don't think we had that last weekend. So just kind of really getting back to our get back to our roots and what's got us here, and bounce back like we normally do.
Okay, that's interesting, because last night my kid, he plays middle school football in Plano, and I could tell before the game. I was watching them and I was like, they don't look like they're as into it. Can you tell before a game where your team's mindset is?
Yeah, I think with anything you can always kind of get a little bit of a sense of when energy's there or not. So, yeah, I think so. But, I mean, sometimes you get sometimes you get surprised. Sometimes you feel like it's there and it's not. And you never really know what's going to happen until you step on the pitch, right?
If you think it's not there, is there anything that can be done to, like, fire it up? Like, if you're in warm-ups and you're like, man, we look a little flat, like, what can be done about that?
And then that just comes from the players and staff and just kind of recognizing it. And it's just making sure that it's known and that we know and that that's not who we are or what we do, and just bringing the energy up. Because, and that's the good part about team sports, right? So you have people to hold each other accountable, and you have teammates to get you up and get the energy up. So it's not just you out there. It's not a solo sport.
You light the shield, Kevin.
Oh.
You light the shield. That's what you do. You say, home game, light the shield.
Okay. I like that. And much like the team has been on an upward trajectory for several months, y'all have played significantly better at home. Is there anything in particular that you think has led to better success at home? And again, how big of a deal is it to get that home playoff match?
I think it's everything. I mean, having your home fans behind you and getting them into the momentum of the game, and it can do a lot for, like you say, the mental side of it, and just having people that have your back and are cheering for you and just bringing energy as well. So just the more energy that gets brought, it's infectious, right, throughout the team, whether it's from a player, whether it's from the fans, staff, whatever. Whenever energy is brought, more tends to follow.
All right, so you're going to go ahead and block out next Wednesday at 1:30 so we can get geared up
for game
three of this series, right?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's already cleared.
Let's go.
That's, I love
what I'm
it.
Saying. I'm excited.
Back on track this Saturday, 8:30, Toyota Stadium.
Beautiful
in
weather.
Frisco. I'm excited. Michael, I know y'all are excited, man. I hope the intensity gets turned up and the result gets flipped for you guys.
It'll be there.
Love it.
Love it.
There's a promise from an Ivy Leaguer.
There
Thank you very much, Michael.
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys.
There you go. Michael Colodi right here on 105.3 The Fan. And, you know, there was news today that FC Dallas and Toyota renewed their sponsorship and naming rights. And then it kind of goes back all up into the updating of the stadium that we've talked to, that's going to have more seats, more concessions,
awesome.
Everything like that. And then we're also going to get the World Cup in 2030.
Let's do that. Hey, Kevin, real quick, Magic Johnson tweeted about an hour ago.
Is it about load management?
With the series being 2-2, Game 5 is very important. Whichever team wins takes control of the series. I love Magic Johnson.
I mean, that's true.
He tweets the information that needs to be tweeted.
Do you think, I'm just sorry, just one quick question. Do you think he was like, people don't know? They need to know this.
He's as right down the middle with everything as you could possibly get.
He's just a fan of being technically correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, good job, Magic.
Hey, hold on. The other night, Shohei Ohtani hits 2 home runs in Game 3 against Toronto. Words just can't explain how great he is. See, words just can't explain it, Kevin.
But if there were words, do you think
Those
he would have used them?
Use adjectives to explain some of these
would
things.
Would he have used that or just told us another fact?
Probably the facts. Sentence structure is important, Kevin.
He's had a lot of success in his life, except for that talk show. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
The 2-1. Call hits it in the air out to left. Straw going back, makes the grab. The Blue Jays tie the series. One night after heartbreak, they beat the Dodgers 6-2, and it is a best of three now for the World Series.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing awesome as well. Thank you very much for asking. Any particular reason you're amazing today?
You know, just looking forward to the show. My parents are coming into town.
Hey.
You know, so things are looking up. It's Halloween week.
Mm.
Had a great week of preparation. Got my spider web in the mail last night. Got it installed. It's got some LED purple lights that highlight the spider web. Got a big old spider web.
Do you call a local spider web installer, or do you handle that yourself? Are you a hands-on spider web guy?
I did it myself. It was a little annoying unraveling it and getting it all ready, but hung it up on the gutter and then staked it into the lawn. And position the spider, wrapped his legs around the rope to withstand the feels like 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts out there right now. So everybody be careful.
That's a little late in the game to be putting the stuff up. When do you usually do this?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it is pretty late in the game.
I'm just asking.
You know, we've had our normal stuff, and a couple of weeks ago we got all that down and put it out there. But Remy has just kept on asking and saying, Daddy, our house isn't spooky enough yet.
Not spooky enough.
Yeah. We've been ramping it up.
As soon as we hit October, Lucy's like, get the stuff out of the attic. And I'm just like, okay, all right, whatever. Because otherwise, she'll never stop.
Did she say it in a bossy way?
Very much so, yeah.
Breaking news.
And I'm one of those that I don't like, I get tired of listening to things, so I just do it so I don't have to hear it anymore.
Same.
All right, Wolchuk, I wanted to ask you specifically because of our shared hatred of ourselves about Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva. Manny Pacquiao confirms that there are, in fact, negotiations for him and Floyd Mayweather to fight on Netflix. Now, aside from the fact that we might be invited to cover this fight, do you kind of hate yourself knowing that you'll watch it?
Yeah.
Just like I will watch it.
I do. I mean, I asked Lucius about this the other day, and even Lucius was like, man, is this an exhibition? Like, is it a real fight? I'm like, it's probably an exhibition. Because I have no interest in it. I think it's going to stink.
Yeah.
But yes, I hate myself because inevitably, if I'm able to, I'm probably just going to have it on and watch it, and then I can whine and complain about it. It's like, are we miserable people? Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to watch it and then whine and complain about how silly it is and they're doing it anyway. But, I mean, I thought the original fight was bad, and they waited way too long to do it anyway.
Agreed. Well, at least one of them waited way too long so he could add his undefeated
record. Right. That was Floyd for you.
Now, in the least surprising thing ever, Jacob deGrom wins the AL Comeback Player of the Year award. Congratulations to him.
Way to go, Jake.
He did it. Do you think it's soft that baseball has two different awards for two different leagues? Other sports don't do that.
We should combine them, especially now that there's not the DH in the NL. Like, I think originally that would make sense.
All kinds of interleague play.
Yeah, you had different rules, so that made sense. Now that they've got rules for both, the same rules for both leagues, I think we need to do away with that. We just make one unified award.
Be one big family baseball unit.
Yeah, exactly. What say you, Dawson? One award for both leagues combined?
I'm old enough to remember when there was a distinct difference between the AL and the NL, and I like it for historical purposes.
Right.
So I say keep it in there.
Okay.
More the merrier.
Okay. Now, for the World Series, we're down to best three. As you just heard, this series has been more competitive than I anticipated.
Yeah, we were pretty damn wrong about this one, Hagee.
Except for Corey.
No, Corey, you were right.
He tried to warn us.
Corey's the baseball truther.
I would have thought after Wednesday, I know some people thought, like, not only would that tip the balance in the Dodgers' favor in terms of the series, but mentally, but man, Toronto just struck right back. That team feels mentally strong as hell.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to do, like you said, bouncing back from that game, I think there's most of us were thinking, okay, that's just like, that's too deflating to come back from. And Ohtani did his thing last night right up until that seventh inning, just totally everything unraveled.
It really did. Do you think they looked at it in retrospect, or they had a real discussion about just wrapping him up at six? Or do you think that was always going to be the plan?
Yeah, I mean, I guess with how everything took place from bullpen stuff from the night before, and you're just like, hey, he is...
That's a great point.
He is dealing right now. Like, you just run him back out there, and then it's like, oh, no. First guy on base, down in the count, bang. Now it's Dunsky.
Yeah, the relievers didn't have it after him last night either. I think they gave up five base runners in a couple of innings. So, and the Dodgers bullpen has struggled all year long. So I think for a lot of reasons,
Roki. Yeah,
they were hoping for the best, but I mean, you go out there and you only score two runs, and you know you're gonna lose. So, I do still believe the Dodgers are going to win this World Series, but I'm enjoying the competitiveness of it.
Have you guys changed your predictions?
Yeah.
I was going to say, outside of the five games, do you still think the Dodgers take it down? Or are you now looking at this and be like, I think the Blue Jays are winning?
I kind of am going Blue Jays, and I find myself rooting for them, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I can see
that. Why am I doing this? This is like, I mean, Brian, you're selling this to me as like USA versus Canada.
Yeah, how about some Canadian hate going on here?
They've been some real jerks to the Rangers over the years.
I know. There's a lot, but it's also like the Dodgers to me are kind of
the evil empire.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean.
Even though they've only won one in a row, it's not like they're in the middle of
a fight. But I feel like they're going to be in it every year. Yeah. Just kind of how they're, and they're probably going to trade for Skubal in the offseason. Yeah, very jealous. I think it's hate watching. I think that's what it is. Yeah. It's jealousy. And I do like just the team aspect of Toronto. And I've always liked Vladdy Guerrero Jr., his brother in the Rangers farm system, yes, by the way. Hopefully he can become like big brother one day. That'd be awesome. Ultimately, I still think the Dodgers are going to get this done, but I think this is going seven.
Yeah.
But I'm not like...
Did you hear my scenario from earlier?
No, what'd you say?
All right, so game seven, Shohei's not going to be ready to start, but he could be ready to come out of the bullpen. You go to the bottom of the ninth, it's 4-3, the Dodgers are ahead. There's one person on base. Shohei is in there because Sasaki can't close it out yet again. And then Vlad Guerrero Jr. comes to the plate. Can he hit a walk-off home run just like Joe Carter did 32 years ago? Or is this going to be a repeat of the World Baseball Classic where Shohei mows down the stud player to close it out?
Extra point if you could tell me who gave up that home run.
Mitch Williams.
Big Mitch Williams.
What's he done?
Eric, was he right or left-handed?
He was a lefty. Yeah, he's southpaw. Right.
Oh, very good.
He pulled that out of his butt.
That's a 50-50 situation.
Okay, yeah. I mean, let's just be honest. Yeah, like the killer robots. I got you.
I got to continue to be honest about something as well. I think I'm going to be distracted for the next 5 hours trying to do the show.
Uh-oh. Why?
Have you guys seen Wolchuk's nipples today? Show them.
No.
Show
them. Look at those bad boys.
Oh, nice.
Diamonds.
Oh, it is getting colder. It is getting colder.
That's the real diamond cutter right there.
Better
move
than
over bang. DDP. Gosh.
I should really charge on the fan cam.
You should, man.
Oh, we could call it the only fan cam.
Yeah, I could use a side hustle.
What do you guys, aside from softcore, what do you guys got on
more
the show
hardcore
today?
Coming up for these 5 hours, baby.
Man, the Blue Jays payroll is $255 million.
So it's
they're
not
kind
like
of a,
they're a
no,
they're
they,
a
I mean, they were trying to pay
empire.
For Ohtani, too. Yeah. I mean, the Blue Jays also are one of these that are trying to money whip people, but it's just the Dodgers.
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. Yes. We got reactions to everything developing with the Cowboys over the afternoon, right out of the gates here. And then Kevin Harlan's going to join us at 2:20.
Yes, love Kevin Harlan. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece Maker. Way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.